Once I loved a maiden fair, but she did deceive me. She with Venus might compare in my mind, believe me. She was young and among creatures of temptation. Who will say but maidens makers for recreation? Maidens fair, have a care, chastity is fading. Want of grace in a place made her use her trading. I did think her for to be chaster than Diana, but the boy hath blinded me more than ever any. 3 times I made it known to the congregation that the church had her own, as priest had made relation. Married me straight must be, although we go a-begging. But now, by Jove, 'tis like to prove a very hopeful wedding. She did swear and protest with fluent tears weeping. Above all men she loved me best, and I said I was her sweeting. But alas, false it was, chastity was voiding. Everyone may freely choose her beauty that loves trading. Then let young men be advised, trust not any wanton. Beauty being too high price, find such ground to plant on, that no man do what he can shall confine their duties. They will gad and be mad to shew forth their beauties. Happy he who never knew what to love belonged. Maidens wavering untrue, many men have wronged. So hath she wronged me by her false dissembling. For to hear her to swear, off my heart was trembling. But the chiefest cause is this, wise by some pervasions, who enticed her to do amiss by their strong temptations. She was apt to be trapped, being young and stupid. Many drove for her love, picked on by Cupid. I do scorn and detest to have any rival. Let her take whom she likes best, if for her they strive all. When I wed, I'll be sped with one whose mind is fixed, and my love ne'er to moved, I'll not be commixed. In my love with any man, I'll have all or nothing. If she love another man, to me her love is loathing. I will scorn e'er to mourn for wanton a feather. If I find her unkind, then the deal gang with her. You who take so much delight in getting handsome lasses, alas, they will delude your sight, I pity much your cases. Their bright eyes can surprise men that do behold them. Young men's words them afford matter to new mold them. Farewell thou, faithless girl, I'll not sorrow for thee. Once I held thee dear as pearl, but now I do abhor thee. House said, still a maid and modesty retain. Then my mind firm combined had with thee remain. But now I am resolved ne'er with thee to marry. Till soul and body be dissolved, I will rather tarry. If I find to my mind a one of virtue's children, then I soon will have done, but I'll tarry till then.